Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi, good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
Hi, my name is Irina Zussman. I am the co-founder and COO of Bags Away. And Bags Away is pretty much like the Airbnb for luggage storage. So what we do is that we connect travelers and locals alike to convenient on-demand luggage storage locations.
Okay. CES, we have to be out of the hotel by 10.
Yes.
But our flight's not until 10 p.m.
Exactly.
I've got 12 hours. I don't want to walk around the city with luggage.
That's where we come in.
Because we don't rent a car. So this gives us the ability to find a place to put that stuff until it's time to go.
Exactly.
And we normally have a lot of stuff.
Classic use case.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be small, but I do not travel light. So...
Neither do we.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have a tiny bit more than my collection of shoes. but to expand a little bit more on that, so what we do is that we partner up with local businesses. And that could be anything like a cafe, a restaurant, shared office spaces, a hotel, you name it, we got it. Mm-hmm. And what they do is that they make additional revenue. We do a revenue share. And we also introduce them to potential new customers that come through the door. And I mean, realistically speaking, even if you provide people with free samples to products, like there's no way to get them through it because it's a relatively new business model. People, they come in, they're like, I don't know how this experience is going to be like. It gives them the opportunity to get them comfortable, take their bags, and then they can wake up and, you know, literally smell the coffee and say, why don't I just get something while I'm here?
And you know, we have, using our real life example of CES, we've literally done that. Last year after CES, we actually went and found a restaurant that had enough corner space for all of our stuff and had lunch so that we had somewhere for the bags before we left for the airport.
So that's interesting. So a lot of the times, you know, the restaurants, the partners that we do approach and they're in busy areas, you know, they say, you know, I'd be surprised, but I have a lot of travelers that ask me to do that for them. Mm-hmm. I'll buy something, can I just leave it for a couple of hours so I can just go around? So the need is already there. So this just gives us an opportunity to also make it much more secure for them. We provide insurance, we provide unique seals to close the luggage. So just that everybody's accountable.
Yeah.
And there's no cash involved in the transaction. So I think it's just win-win-win
right.
for everybody.
So there has to be a story behind this. How exactly did you get into this space?
Well, I mean, I am quite an avid traveler, mm-hmm. so I've experienced the difficulty myself. Just last year I went to south of Italy and I end up in this beautiful city and I'm just stuck with my bags. I'm like, selfie, this is my travel companion for the day. So, I mean, it's been a year and a half. So, my business partner, he was doing a lot of Airbnb, you know, renting out his own space. And he kept getting requests, hey, you know, we're here, we want to enjoy the city, can you please take our bags? He's like, I'm running around downtown, picking up these bags, putting them in the storage unit, like, what the hell am I doing? And he's also, like, you know, a big traveler, and, you know, just the use case was just there, put together an MVP, and what do you know? People are booking. Like, literally, from the first minute we went live, the first day we got bookings. It's as though people are just sitting there waiting for the pulse and just like, yes, I'll take it.
Like they have a Google alert. Like
yes.
As soon as that website
is
indexed,
I'm on it.
it just means like so many people are looking for it and they can't find it. I mean, from our perspective, I think that the biggest piece is still building the awareness. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that I tell them about, oh my God, I need it. I needed you yesterday. I need you now. I need you tomorrow. But how do I find you? So if people are not even aware that a solution exists, how are you going to go on Google and do an intense base search?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of work to establish on the ground.
Sure.
To let people know. So got some work ahead of us.
And I see you're a beta. So how has your interaction been so far?
You know what? It's been very positive. I got attention from media, for a lot of corporate travelers, actually.
Yeah, I
and,
bet.
And, you know, we did get involved with the business you know, Global Business Travel Association, we'd see a really great fit for that.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people were coming, oh my God, yes, I just keep going on business trips and I'm always stuck between, you know, between things.
Between checkout and airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, it's been a great response. You know, this conference is a little overwhelming, but in a good way. So, I mean, I look forward to getting more strategic next year.
It's one of the reasons we're glad to be facing this way, because the chaos behind can definitely be overwhelming.
Yeah, no, the first day you come in, you're like, I feel like I'm just, all I did is spend like hours going from one place to another, but not really doing anything. I'm just like, it's like a rat race.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's been very, very interesting. Met a lot of, like just a lot of very interesting opportunities to connect. Actually, reconnected with people that I already know that are apparently in a particular space that we can actually collaborate together.
Ooh.
That's great.
Yeah, you really never know.
There's also a lot of people here, you know, you talk to the alphas. The alphas are going around doing a lot of investment searching right now, right? That's kind of what the red badge means. Blue yeah. badges are doing it too, but the alphas are doing it in panic mode usually. And so, you know, they jet off to Zurich or wherever an investor wants to meet, they're going to end up in that situation too.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the world is just waiting for for the opportunity for freedom, realistically speaking. It's just kind of changing people's people's relationship with their stuff and just giving them back time, because time is really the only currency that we really have, and especially when you travel.
Isn't that like, true?
Yeah. Everything else is nonsense.
Yeah.
time is the only currency we have.
Yeah, I mean, money comes and goes. Not that, you know, obviously more coming and less going is great, but nevertheless, like time is truly of the essence. And when I'm traveling, by the way, traveling with me is like a boot camp, so anybody knows, like, I'm like, I don't know if you can handle it, because I don't stop. I'm like, okay. I have too many things to do. So on my agenda, like, luggage will not slow me down.
I mean, that makes you a really good entrepreneur, so.
Yes, the people keep telling me you have a lot of energy. So I'm small, so maybe I just, like, don't need too much to power me comparatively.
You have the same amount of energy, but less to spend it on.
Exactly. So
when
I went diving, he's like, oh, you're good. Like, you can stay down here an extra half an hour or we're going to be gasping for air. So.
Okay.
Interesting. So as a beta, you're obviously significantly further along than the alphas are. So obviously you're out in the wild. You're taking bookings the first day. What has been your goal here?
What has been our goal here? I mean, realistically speaking, connecting with investors has been a big part of it. But it's really just connecting with potential partnerships, getting some awareness, media attention, actually. So that has been a part of that.
Good.
We're part of the DMZ, and they've given us a lot of opportunities, and we're quite thankful for that.
Okay. So just because I need to know, what is DMZ?
The DMZ is the Digital Media Zone. It's I believe it's Canada's top tech incubator.
Okay.
So, yeah, they have a booth here, and they, you know, secured us with the space, so we're very thankful.
Nice.
And interestingly enough, that beta is called, like, you know, beta and alpha. You would think that alpha would be the one that's more further along, because beta sounds like you're in a beta stage. So I thought that was an interesting...
But an alpha, the alpha stage is before that. It's
I know, so it's a little bit confusing, but hey, you know, as long as people know what's going on, it's all good.
And you got growth above that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many people here in the cloakroom just rolling around with the luggage, and I'm just, I was running around here trying
like,
to
like, hey, see. Have you heard of us? Here's my card.
I'm like, what's
you
the
can
best
join us.
Use, like, what's the best use of my time? Should I say, hey, here we are. Hey, here we are.
I see you have luggage, and do you think that's a problem? Because it was for me.
Here's a solution.
Here's a solution with a discount. Thank you. Come again.
I love that.
So yeah, no, but ideally, like I didn't manage to connect with the Collision, you know, partnerships to really do a really big swoosh here. But hopefully next year we can do something a little bit more proactive to get people away from their bags. I mean, it's the last day. Tomorrow's the last day. They're just going to be rolling around with it. So
yeah,
if we can help.
And you say you said you're based here?
Yes. So this is we're based here, but we're operating across markets in Canada and the U.S. and ventured out a little bit into other markets as well. I think being in Canada, obviously, I mean, you guys are from Florida.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys are, a little, you know, lucky. Depends on, you know, the season. But Mother Nature is not kind to us here. So, I mean, there is that dip in travel. So we do want to venture out a little bit more south of the border so we can equalize our bookings and our demand.
Sure.
So that's part of the goal. Also gives us an excuse to travel down south in the winter. So,
hey.
Fair enough.
Florida waits. Florida awaits.
Well, we will be there. So if people want to find out more about you and what you're up to, how can they do that?
Okay, well, they can go to bagsaway.ca or they can contact me directly if they'd like at Irina, I-R-I-N-A, at bagsaway.ca or connect with me on LinkedIn under Irina Zussman. Happy to chat.
Very cool.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you guys so much for having me here. And if you need to store anything, give me a shout. I'll get you a good deal.
Sounds great.
Okay, great.
Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you, too.